supposed to say where we are and who we are. This is June 13th, the Budget Committee meeting, and I call the meeting to order. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Okay, first thing, approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Any changes or corrections?
Misspelled Katrina's name at the top.
K-A-T-O, there should be an R.
R.
Katrina Nile.
I like the new format.
Yeah, I like this a lot.
And then the money, it's not $1 million, it's $100,000.
Yeah, we
saw that, yeah.
Yeah, we changed that one. $1 million, why not? Okay. And did you, I changed this one, is yours? Yeah, that's the same. Any other changes? Excuse me. Okay, is there a motion to approve the minutes with the changes?
I'll make a motion.
Bob makes the motion, is there a second? Second?
Second.
Dick seconds it, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Okay, questions from the last meeting? We were talking about the, excuse me, the $9,600 from the planning board. They came back to us in a grant, and Sue was gonna get some more information on that, so.
And what she did is, she referred us over to the Andrea Bickham, but there is a packet back there. We just put it back into the planning board budget. It did go back in, but it wasn't on this. It won't be until the June report, the end of the June. And so it is back in the budget for them. And there is a packet out there that she has of everything she did. I know it was $507 for mileage. It was, I should probably do the same thing, actually. There's a whole packet there that I would gladly copy off for anybody who would like it. That tells exactly what it was spent on, the $9,600.
Where's the packet? Donna has it?
There's one up, yeah.
When you say she put it back in the budget, what does that actually mean? Does that imply that you increased the appropriation?
No.
Okay. So you basically are saying that the revenue was received in 2018 and that it is going to offset expenses for the planning board?
Yes, it will go back into their category. When it came in, it was put in the general operating budget, but it will be going back into the planning board.
It doesn't go back into the operating budget, it goes back into the general revenue fund.
Well, we hadn't put it anywhere.
Okay.
But that's what she said, yeah. I can show you the paperwork we just signed.
I'm concerned about when the appropriation was created.
Maybe I didn't get your proper thing. And Donna listened to it too, so I apologize.
Donna's got a package.
She has a package of exactly. Okay. Do you want a copy of that? Because
no,
I can
I'll
do
go,
that.
I'll go talk to her.
Well, no, I can do it for you tonight. How's that after the meeting? Would you like that packet where it went and when it came in and all the paperwork that goes with it? Would that be helpful?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Don't do anything special. Just if you've got a package somewhere, tell me where it is, and I'll take a look at it.
Okay.
I don't want anybody to do any more work.
Don't worry. I get paid by the hour. No, I don't really. Go ahead.
Those big bucks.
Money. Yeah. So you always worry about how much money you need to spend.
I know. I am. Frugal. No, cheap, I say. Frugal.
Okay. So there was a question on the revenue comparison.
Did you see what she sent you?
And what feeds into each line. So Donna, excuse me, has now included the...
Right, this.
The...
Yes.
Holy crap.
Probably more than you needed to know,
yeah.
But But she listens to the tape too, and sometimes she can't, as myself, can't quite understand exactly what it is.
So if we save this and we have a question, this should tell us exactly what it is, so we don't understand what 3359.24, that then it should be right in here.
Right, and I would definitely keep this in a folder to bring when it comes to budgeting time. It'll tell you.
It'll be, yeah, it makes
exactly
sense.
It'll be a lot easier to figure out, I think.
Okay, and then there was another question about Articles 29 and 31 on the warrant articles about the raise and appropriate. And you were going to explain what was intended by including that language.
Yes, and again, that was Christine Dupree writes that up. And I think what happened is it was just a typo. It was something that either she had in her minutes or her notes, and she put it in, said, very sorry, and it won't happen again. But there isn't a problem with the DRA with that. It's like any other typo. And I'll make sure that I do things carefully before they go out.
Okay. I didn't see any other. I don't think there were any questions for the school from last meeting. I didn't see any.
Just a request to have the reports the Friday before.
Yes. And we got them.
And that, yes, please. Thank you.
I would. And I'll remind her next time.
We'll just. No. Okay, we'll talk about
it. Didn't we ask for the high school?
We got them. We got them.
No. Well, okay. She didn't get it, though. She probably didn't get it because that came in afterwards. And if she's not getting
it. If you're not getting anything, you didn't get anything.
No.
We got it.
Okay. Yes.
Maybe you did it, but we got it. Okay.
Do you want a copy of it?
Isn't this what's happening? It's in there. Yeah.
Perfect. Excuse me. Everything is in there. Okay. Now we'll go to first of all, to the town reports. So Donna gave us the revenue comparison report. Okay. That's just for information. So we'll have to save that in a special spot so that when we're looking at things that we don't understand, that's what we're going to do. Okay. Any other questions from the town report, the revenue and income? And you notice on the second page, Donna tries to explain any things that she thinks we might have a question about, and she usually comes pretty close.
Yeah, Dennis isn't holding back money from his regular budget because of the winter expense at this point, right? He's still going to go ahead with the project.
Right, because we haven't taken any money from that warrant article. So what we'll do is when it gets closer to the end of the year, because I'd like to get rid of that deficit. I mean, you know how I am about that. So what we'll probably do is when it gets closer to the end of the year, maybe November, the beginning of December, we'll see if we've had any snowstorms and what he's needed of that, and then we'll take out this past year's.
But I think, Pemba, we talked when we increased that maintenance budget for asphalt to make sure that he's keeping up with roads.
Yeah,
so he's still planning on using that, right?
Oh,
he's
for
not
sure.
saving that for winter.
No. He can't. He could, I guess.
He can move it around, right.
I think that's why we put winter and summer separate.
Right.
Because in the past, we were just...
But I know in the past, sometimes
we were taking
what he's
the
done,
summer
he's moved money
out.
when he knows he's been over.
Right.
And I think we talked as a group to make sure we thought that was important for the roads to...
The summer
for him
stuff
to keep taking
still
care
has
of the
to
roads
get done.
In town.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The winter expenses, though, would just sit there as overpaid.
Right, and then he can draw on that.
And he still has available to him another warrant article that will allow him to spend $60,000.
Right.
If it goes over that, then it's going to have to come out of the bottom line of the budget.
Right.
Okay.
Or if it's a storm, FEMA may pay us something.
I never bank on that, but it's nice to have it there. It's come in, though.
Okay, any other questions on the town report?
And she did say to mention, if any of you have a question or you get a chance or you're looking at something and you don't understand it, she said, you know, certainly call her and she can, you know, if it's just one person, and she'll answer anything you need to answer. She's very receptive to that.
Okay. All right, now we go to the school reports. I didn't put them in any particular order, so we'll just go. Everybody should have the same order. The first one is the proposed budget adjustments. Any questions on that?
Well, more in line with special ed in general. That was a huge driver last year in the budget.
Huge.
Yeah, and it looks like you're probably going to use most of that money. What does it look like for next year with the eighth grade dropping off? I know you can't always assess the kids coming in, but...
It was like a $300,000 of our budget was special ed. Hoping. I mean, you have to follow the kids till they're 21, so... Yeah.
And the term court-ordered placement.
That means the parents fought. And they brought this school to...
Fought to have their child.
In a special school.
So our legal fees will be higher, too.
Yeah, it's good.
No?
No.
Well, that's good.
You have more under retainer probably anyway.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay, any other questions on the budget adjustments? Okay. The first enrollment report is... Candy, a pupil, the Moore School.
Two more.
Yay! There's a couple houses for sale. So we're hoping.
New house, big new house near me. Any questions on that? And then we have high school this year and last year.
So how many did we just graduate? 35?
Question on the SPED costs. Are they going to try and take that out of their warrant article? Is it $200,000
emergency fund?
You got a 50,000 bump on a court ordered. Are they going to take that out of the warrant article?
Yeah.
No, because they haven't. There's still excess in the budget.
How does that work? I wonder. Because it's not like they're saving up for a rainy day.
Well, that
if they get a placement in the middle of the year,
$200,000 warrant article was there for an unexpected expense.
I don't
expense.
Think it's a warrant article, is it?
It's a fund, isn't it? A fund.
There's a fund for SPED.
Yeah.
For emergency purposes.
And there's a couple $100,000 with interest.
Yeah.
And it was in there for the purpose of if you have an emergency, which in my mind 50,000 is an emergency.
It was 30.
I would think that they would consider taking it out of that fund as opposed to taking it out of the operating budget. That's
they had extra in the paraprofessional, the health insurance, so they had extra in the other funds, so they just moved it around. I think the emergency funds is when you're done, your budget is spent.
Okay, I understand.
Or if they have a student move in and they need to
from the perspective of a citizen, I'm saying we put $200,000 in there in case you had an extra expense. This seems to me to be reasonable use of the money that went into that fund to take it out of that, or some portion of it.
But they still got excess. They still got like $23,000 left in there.
In the SPED line.
In the SPED line on there.
And in my mind, that would say that, okay, this was an unexpected expense. We managed to do it. When I'm looking at the budget then, I said, well, wait a minute. You took an extra $50,000 out of there, and you still didn't spend the whole amount. Then at the end of the year, I want to reduce the budget, the operating budget. They say, if you could suck up $50,000 during the year.
Well, students leave, students come.
Right.
It's always in motion. And for the, so we're in 2017-18, they've already done the budget for 18-19. Based on what they have now.
But you understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
It's just that they haven't spent.
I do, but the school budget's
bottom line.
It's a bottom line budget.
I understand that.
So if you don't spend it in special ed over here and you have the extra, you just spend it in special ed over here because a student will move out. And you won't need those funds.
I think his point though is that right. If you took the $50,000, you'd have excess that you give back to the taxpayers at the end of the budget season. But then you might have to replace the $50,000 next year to put it back in the emergency fund.
Right, you will.
That would be my question, Vic. You know.
Yeah. What I'm saying is there's money that was put into a fund to be able to use for a strange expense. We have a strange expense. You didn't consider that at the point in time that you created the budget.
Correct.
For SPED.
Because a court order came in. It's 30,000, but I think the 200 is there because, like, we had a student move in. Do you remember when that was? We needed a special room, air conditioning, and, like, we needed. So we might get a student where we need to build a special room or special accommodations. That I think that's what that's for.
Yeah, I understand that. But you have to do something over and above that which you use to develop your budget.
But
that happens
student,
on a daily
budget. I understand that it isn't the full amount and that you might have some left over, all right?
No, that's not
but
what I was
saying. But when the point in time when I'm considering the budget for next year, I'm going to say you were able to suck up 50,000 or 30,000 or whatever it is without affecting your budget. So why don't you bring the budget down?
That's right.
So what I'm saying is if you look, I get what he's saying.
It's so hard though because students leave and students come.
They could have taken those from him, this person, whoever this person may have been, anyways, from that SPED line. Because if you look, it says high school tuition, SPED health insurance. It could have been that person's line anyways that they had to move now. Instead of paying them in-house, they had to move them to pay for tuition. Does that make sense?
$23,000.
Right,
I
get it, but there's no reason why.
And then go to that other fund is what he's saying, I think, instead of.
I think
and then
what
have
she's
the town
saying
replace
is
that
they
fund?
Took it out of other SPED accounts and they moved it into this SPED account.
But
and
it doesn't
don't
mean
know,
that it wasn't
what
from.
For in that other SPED account, it could have been the same student.
Could have been the same student using these services that we now just move the line item to pay for it.
But
I mean,
moving,
it still could
have
been his service.
They still have a balance.
Account to another.
They still have a balance. So they didn't have to go to the 200.
No, I get what he's saying.
Yeah. No, but then you have to replace it.
Right.
And spend the 200.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
I understand what you're saying.
And then replace what you've spent from the 200.
Right.
If the voters, keep that one.
Right. That's ultimately. I mean, I think it all kind of.
I'm curious how that article is written or whatever that fund, how it's written.
Karen, I'm trying to remember exactly what she said because Karen did explain to us, I think when we were talking about the budget, about when we could use that and when we couldn't. Remember when we all got together with the school board and SAU? And Karen did go into that, and now
Asking for it, I believe. You're not asking
for
any more income.
No, it hasn't been in the
award
article recently.
I guess what I'm saying is that at the end of the year, in June 30th, 2019, if you were at the point where you think you're going to have to overexpend that which you budgeted for, I'd say, well, geez, you know, why don't you take out the amount that you spent for that special $50,000 expense, and maybe you'll be down below what you need. That's all I'm saying.
The
that
school, it's already returning.
Say, well,
I think it'll be like around 200 to the town this year. So the school, the budget, at the bottom line, there's going to be about 200,000 that the town, that
and
the school gets back.
Yeah. Okay. Next is the revenue report. Any questions on the revenue report?
I did ask. I had a question.
Nope. Okay, then we'll go to the school expenditure report. So this shows the amount remaining as about 287. So you think
encumbered.
She said there were some more things to be moved to encumbered by June 30th. So she's thinking about 200.
About 200,000 be returned. Okay.
Let's spend some of that and increase the damn bus stops. Holy smokes, is that a disaster in this town?
Regular
kids
bus stop?
Gotta walk 2 miles
high
to
school.
Their house. To get
home. High school, I think their theory was they added the Pinkerton buses extra. They didn't need to this year. Something along those lines.
next year, it's like the central buses aren't rolling and the Pinkerton bus is, so there's
Pinkerton will have two, central will have none.
The bus stops. Actually do more stops?
There will be more stops, but they won't be at everyone's house because they have to start the bus route at like 5 a.m.
But they're so far away from home. Brutal. I passed that. I feel so bad. This is a kid that walks, it's got to be 2.5 miles home every day. Really? That's insane.
They can't, the school starts at 7:15 and you have to hit the school by a certain time or you don't get there on time. Mm-hmm. So to...
No, the drop-off, I don't think routes, is a big problem. I mean, you have to stop at like 5 a.m.
Right.
It's when your kid gets out off the bus.
Well, they can go to the library now. That's why I had made mention that they should make a library stop, and they did. They made a school stop, so at least the kids can get off and get out the library. Because if it's raining or snowing and your kid has to walk 2.5 miles, that's not even safe in this town. We don't have any sidewalks. Yeah, so I was like, they have to do something.
And by law, you're only required to bus K-3.
Yeah, but on separate topic, but isn't the bus expense pretty much mostly covered by the bus passes?
It's 50 grand a year per bus.
It's
50 grand a year per bus.
And
we pay $175 for the year. Was it $175? No, $150.
For the bus pass.
For the bus pass.
It's got to be on here somewhere.
$8,000?
So is there a way, although elementary, our neighbors have a little tyke, he's in second or third grade, they have to drive him up and around and go on Old Deerfield Road, and they all meet up at John Godfrey's old house. And I said, wait a minute, you're on a main street, they must pick your child up. They can't walk, they're not allowed. So if that parent didn't drive them up, I mean, there's a bunch of them that get in on that stop, yes. Yeah. And
they pick up at our house.
We are very, very lucky that
they picked
even
up
have
at the
bus
end of our street.
To have bus drivers now, it's a disaster in our state. So we're lucky we even have bus drivers at this
point. But I think if there's something that could be done, because people are complaining about the empty buses going around town, a lot of people are complaining about that. People said that it wasn't cost effective. I said go to the smaller
buses. Yeah, it's the same amount of money.
That doesn't make common sense.
Yeah, but our kids' bus is packed. Our kids' bus is absolutely packed. There's no
high school
open
or
seat.
Elementary.
Elementary.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
packed.
The Pinkerton bus is packed too.
Right. Yeah. I think if you could divert that money to the high school and add another high school bus, but it sounds like you can't get rid of an elementary, because there are some elementaries that they've said have 3 or 4 students riding around town.
It's required by law.
I know it's required by law, but I mean, I wonder if there's any way whoever's in charge of that, they could
logistically make some changes.
Exactly.
Bus routes are announced in August.
Do you have a committee for busing, or is that?
It's Mark and Karen. It's Karen.
Okay. Didn't you used to? Wasn't there a school board person that was on the? Wasn't Becky the?
Becky, and now it's Mark.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. Mark. Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Any other questions on the expenditure report?
And so this expenditure is without the the 5 or whatever it is high school students that we dropped down in a year.
But we don't, because our 8th grade going in is bigger than the graduating class. 40.
But this budget we're working on right here is minus those students, right?
It includes all the high school students.
But
from 166 to 157, so like the 9 or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, but that includes this. That's in this budget that we operate.
This budget is off of whatever.
Yeah. Okay, it would
in 2016, they were anticipating for high school students.
So we must have saved quite a bit of tuition. Like, what is it, 16 grand? What is the high school tuition per student?
12.
Yeah.
Pinkerton's much cheaper than Central.
No, we figured out. I thought it was.
It is a couple hundred dollars.
It's because of that.
Oh, and the
once we get rid of that capital.
Yeah, we're still paying the capital.
That's done.
Yeah, I think we have another year on that, another budget year. So 19-20 might be the last year for that. 17, 18, 18, 19. Yeah, so we'll be done with that, 19, 20.
That poor city's got its fair share of shit going on. Wow.
Okay, any other questions on the budget, the expenditure report? All right.
I have a question. Who governs the bottom line budget? Like, who declared that the school would have a bottom line budget and not?
Oh, that happened. I don't know if that's
Dick, would you know about
state
that?
Law. I'll check. I'll find out. I don't have any idea.
Because they're allowed to rob Peter to pay Paul because it's bottom line.
Yeah, and the
budget.
Town does the same thing.
Yeah, everybody is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, because sometimes you just don't know what's going to come up, and you may budget for no furnace, and then your furnace blows, and then.
The citizens, I believe, even with SB2, I think you can request if you want a line by line, but be careful what you ask.
I don't want it. I'm just curious.
But I mean, I think the citizens can vote and put that in. It might not be effective till the following year, but. You might know better than I
put a
line-by-line budget.
I'll find out.
A line-item budget.
It's been like this as long as I can remember.
Yeah, so right. I can remember.
I'm just, I'll find out.
I believe that you have control over the expenditures of either the town or the school. You have the bottom-line budget for both of them.
Yeah.
As it sits now.
That's in that municipal statute.
Yeah.
Okay. So, like, for the special ed, they're allowed to just...
Yeah, once during the budget, you would ask the question one time about where you cut it.
Yes.
You don't have to worry about that because they can move it
right.
Anywhere they want.
Right.
Yeah.
So once you give them the money, like he said, that's it. Oversight. But when we create the budget and we say it's $8.2 million, it's your money on that committee to do whatever you want with it or her and with the selectmen.
Yeah.
The only thing they can't do is overexpend the bottom line without the approval of the municipal budget committee.
And warrant articles, you can't mess around with that either. They go where they're stated.
You can cut their operating budget at the school or the town.
No, I mean warrant articles. I said you can't.
If they're for
play with those,
no.
You know, whatever. You can't spend it on something else.
Right.
And you can define sources of revenue that you want to where the money to come from and things like that. But that's.
Well, I heard the baseball team did great. The boys, first year, I was very impressed.
They did. Well.
They did.
Okay, any other issues that we'd like to bring up tonight?
I have something for everybody.
Uh-oh. Now, I told you about the light ahead of time. Now, what's this you're pulling on us here? Dick? Let's see.
Do you know what Manchester's...
Turn it over for the one where it says introduction.
We're on page one.
Capital Improvement Program. 27 pages worth, so I did not print that out because my printer would die. I talked before about the Capital Improvement Program. There is one. It was created in 2015. It's something that you can look at on the town thing, and you can see that the introduction says that it's used in your planning process and is good for the providing the town of Candy with a guide to be used by the Budget Committee, Board of Selectmen, and the School Board for their annual budgeting process. So, 2015 to 2018 is 3 years, 2019 is 4 years. Kind of have discussions with the new chair of the planning board about how are we doing based on what we had looked at in 2015, because the world's a hell of a lot different now than it was then, and what are you really looking for when you're going to 2022 or 2023, and then that helps, in my mind, explain to the citizens what the big expenses are and what the big expenses are going to be, with what the goal of the budget committee is or should be, is to maintain a fairly static tax rate. Appropriations minus revenues divided by the equalized assessed valuation divided into the equalized assessed valuation minus three digits gives you your tax rate. So there's an anticipation when you bring up your appropriations and your budget that that's what the tax rate will be, plus and minus unexpected events that happen during the year. So that's a tool.
Okay. Good. Anything else anyone would like to? Okay, I want to mention July. We don't normally have a meeting in July. Is any...
Mm-mm. No meeting in July, is that what you just said?
That's correct.
Oh.
We don't normally have a meeting in July, unless anybody sees a critical need for us to get together next month. Okay.
Will we get reports from the school's budget runs out?
So well, we won't get any end-of-year reports from the school until...
Yeah.
September or October. And we have to beg for them. But we certainly won't get them in July.
I'll go for September this year.
We'll work hard for September.
Try for that August.
We'll see what we get.
We can try.
That would be good, because that gives 6 weeks at least.
I think she just gets nervous that if something has to change and she has
to... School board doesn't meet in July?
No.
We all take the summer off.
Then the expectation would be that for their first meeting in August, that those numbers, at least bottom line, would be available, right?
She will have the reports, but not a finalized year end.
Just bottom line. How much did they actually spend? What was the surplus in that?
She might not have the final numbers. She'll have the preliminary numbers by August.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be in blood. Just
I think she gets nervous that if something, you know, if
everybody
she missed something.
Makes typos and mistakes. It's not a big
Karen
deal,
Lessard
something.
Is not a person who makes a lot of mistakes.
Right.
I mean, seriously. I don't think she's made a mistake in the 10 years I've been doing this, so.
But yeah, I think it's less of a hassle and looks better if she gives something.
Yeah, well, we'll review the reports on August.
And you
meet
in August, so you'll meet the 9th.
You'll have a preliminary end.
I think there was clash of personalities back a couple of years ago that kind of paid for some hot feelings, and I think, you know, we had always asked, just nice to review it, just so we have an idea. We're not going to hold anybody to that.
Yeah, have they changed?
Yeah.
A month later, that's okay.
So our next meeting is August
8th. So unless anybody objects, our next meeting is August 8th. That's correct.
I will not be here. Sorry.
Oh, are you on?
Are you going on vacay?
Well, have a good vacation, people.
Okay.
You too.
I don't have vacation.
You don't take a vacation.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Dick moves to adjourn. Is there a second?
I'll second.
And Susan seconds. So we'll see you all in August.